fundamentally, this here is about making sure that there's, 19 billion allocated for capital investment. So things like housing, electricity, transport, making sure that we're reducing the underlying costs that's watering down people's paycheck. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council said that 1.9% of inflation is due to high spending. So I think we've seen that the temporary payments the government putting out, that while they've been helping people, they've also been putting up inflation and they've been watering down people's paychecks, essentially. So I think it's important that, we get a handle on that there. These supports were always going to be temporary and they had to come to an end at some point. We've seen permanent reductions in things like college fees, which I think is good. But again, for people sending someone to college, that cost is housing. I think that we have two bottlenecks when it comes to housing planning for houses. When it comes to apartments, one of the problems is that it's very hard to make apartments break even. I think this here, tax break for that there, given that it's out to 2030, is going to give people confidence. I know that some people don't like people making profit. That is an incentive. And I think that we need to see dense housing built for students, dense housing built in our cities. And I think that there is going to help us.